Back in here at Regional Radio, now joined by Arcadia Valley High School's volleyball player, Lainey Tucker. She's a senior middle hitter this season, and she's coming off of a great year. Lainey, I know that you formed a fantastic middle hitter duo with teammate Maddie Dement, who also made the dream team. You've got other great teammates as well, some that are leaving along with you, some that will be staying and keeping the Tiger tradition going. But this year had to have been really fun. You guys made it all the way to the state title game. What were some of the emotions like as you made that run?
It was honestly so crazy. At the beginning of the season, all the emotions were there. We felt that, yes, this is possible, but I think in the back of our minds, we kind of had that we have to be prepared because we might not make it this year. But at districts, the emotions were so high. We were so excited. We were intense. We were ready. We were very prepared for this. So after districts, sectionals, we had a lull, kind of. I think it got to us a little bit that we made it and we're almost a state, so we had that lull. But after we made that and we went to state and we made it to the state championship, it was just truly amazing. The emotions were so high. We were intense every single time, and we were just very ready for this moment.
When you look at you guys on the court, I mentioned it just a moment ago, it's you and Maddie in the middle this year, and man, it was really fun to watch because a lot of the time, teams don't set their middles as much as you guys do, but you always have a middle in the game, whether it's you or Maddie, that can really hit the volleyball well. And of course, you've got a great point guard in Macy Brower. So things had to have been pretty smooth offensively this season for you guys, I'd imagine.
Yes, it was. And Macy is a great setter. She always sets where she knows the ball should be. And she knew who was on, who was off, and I feel like most of the time it was me and Maddie and mostly Josie that were on, so she would really know who to set.
Absolutely, and no, you look at your head coach, Tara Lamb, she's a great coach, and she obviously loves her players. What kind of role did she play as this season got further and further along, and obviously, you get, I don't want to say nervous as you approach that state title game, but certainly things begin to get a little bit tight, I'd imagine.
Yeah, she kept her head on. I mean, as a coach in the state championship, you want to do that so you don't make your girls nervous. But the role she played to us was more of a, not just a coach and a friend, but more like a mom. She always comes to us. If we need something, we always go to her. She keeps everything open between us too. So if there was a problem, we'd always talk and everything. And so I feel like in the championship game, she really did well at keeping that together. So she kept us together, so we didn't freak out.
No doubt. And Lainey, you know, you look back at when you became a dream teamer, when it was announced. Where were you when it was announced and what was your reaction?
I was actually at the Thanksgiving tournament and we were in the pep club and we were cheering and all kinds of stuff. But I actually didn't hear it. And our coach walked over, and me, Maddie, and Macy, we were all sitting together right there anyways. So she came over, and she said congratulations and told us the news and everything. And we were all just so excited. We shared that excitement together.
That's fantastic. And for you, you know, you're a senior, so that was your last year with Arcadia Valley. You certainly went off on a high note. Where do you go from here? And as a two-part question, where do you think Arcadia Valley goes from here now that you and a couple other seniors are departing?
I really do feel like we left good track there. And we set the bar pretty high, our team did. But I feel like this next year is going to be a good year for them. They have Maddie, who is a solid player. They have really good solid players coming up. And two, there's some eighth graders that could be coming up that could be potentially as good and up to that potential of the team we are. And I feel like this team still will be there. And I feel like we left a good imprint on them that they could make it back to state again.
That was Arcadia Valley volleyball player Lainey Tucker, a senior middle hitter this year and a dream teamer as well. Back with more next on Regional Radio.